Here we go. All right, let's try it again. Motion then to reopen.
Look for motion to reopen.
Pursuant to Jeremy Grunhagen, city clerk's waiving of his right to privacy in the closed meeting, I move to reopen the council meeting so that we can discuss the statute that Mr. Vaughn discovered, that he stated about before.
Motion made and second to reopen the meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. So, we start over.
So I just want to be on record that I have waived my right in relations to the letter dated April 12th, 2016, basically to discuss this letter specifically and only this letter am I waiving my rights. Which was the reason why we had called a closed meeting, but I have waived that right for this one specific purpose.
In as such, then, we can go ahead and dive into that. So, as we have all seen, the letter that was given to the council on April 12th of 2016, which I didn't get a copy until the next day, thanks to Jeremy scanning it and giving it to me since I was down in Florida and had to Skype into the meeting. As we all have read, bullet point 16 states, any deletion, modification, or erasure of data contained on my computer hard drive that may be taken in place, has taken place while my hard drive was in Grunhagen's custody or a designee's custody, and therefore that's Grunhagen's responsibility and not mine. The question I have, which I tried to ascertain prior to this meeting from Councilman Odoms, is what proof he had to make this allegation against the city clerk treasurer.
My response is on my website, and I read it there. It's there for all this.
Can I go on the record to just explain that, as Mr. Odoms in this letter has outlined kind of the timeline, did receive the hard drive. I acknowledge that from Mr. Odoms and Mr. Lund when they came into my office. Chris gave me the hard drive, as stated on the 14th bullet point. I then, the next day, brought that to city attorney's office for them to give it to their company to examine it. And then on May, I have to check my emails here because I just did some looking into that. But they then proceeded to take the hard drive and get that to their company to inspect the hard drive. And it looks like March 8th, then they gave it to their technology person and for the hard drive for inspection. And it is to hard drive release to Avtex, A-V-T-E-X. And that was on Tuesday, March 8th. So that was kind of the chain of command. I then, before that council meeting the night, before we gave it back to you, that morning, I picked it up from Ms. Dome's office. So from basically March 2nd to our meeting in April, it was in the possession of Melker, Hubert, and Shadi. And in the meantime, I don't know the timeline of how long Avtex, their company, had the hard drive. So that's kind of the full timeline there. So then I picked up the hard drive that morning for council meeting, and then that night the hard drive along with the flash drive was returned to Mr. Odoms and witnessed by the council. As far as bullet point 16 or any bullet points or any paraphrasing, any, I don't know, so-called allegations or observations or suggestions or whatever you want to call it, Mr. Odoms, I am telling the council, in no way did I tamper with that hard drive. That's all I got to say on it. I did not tamper with that hard drive. I mean, why would I do that?
Website, would you enlighten us with your response? Because this is a place to do it in the meetings back open so you can say it. So let's hear it.
My total response, which I'm sure is totally acceptable to you, is available on my website.
I'm not going to your website. I'm going to hear it now. Let's hear it.
Well, you use the word actually, and the definition of actually is truth or facts of a situation. So why would you use that word?
I've explained my position and where I'm at adequately on my website. That's what you have to read.
Right now you are...
Your bully-free zone?
You are at a city council meeting as a city council person.
Mm-hmm.
You've been asked a question. I think that we deserve all an answer rather than look it up on the website. You're here. No, that's not good enough. We're here. We're here in person.
Exactly. That's not acceptable. We want to hear it now.
Do you think the residents of Hamburg want a council member that only works through a website?
No, but this is an unusual council.
Yeah.
Don't point your finger at me because there's 4 points.
The council should be asking Councilman Odoms is, if he's referring us to his website, is that because he cannot recall what's on his website?
Oh, no.
Well, then you should be able to, summarize.
I want everybody to get the same information, and they can all get the same information. New people can get the same information, except you're too stubborn to go on there.
Let's hear it!
I've absolutely, totally answered everything correctly.
I haven't heard anything. I've heard nothing but jibber jabber.
I'd like an answer to
back talk, double talk, crap. Let's hear it from your mouth.
Can you just, because on your website, you didn't answer Mr. Lund's question from his email.
Why do you need to get up and look at it, Councilman Odoms? You wrote
because
it.
Because I don't know what he's talking about.
Well, you wrote it. You referenced my email I sent you on the 15th of April.
Right.
Where I asked two very specific questions. And you answered them on your website, but now you have to look over Jeremy's shoulder to take a look at your website to recall.
Do you know how many hours I put in on my website?
Too many.
Apparently you need a better hobby.
I heard that, but I got it.
Too many.
No, the thing is, this all was put to rest, and I'm going to say very little here. The whole thing was put to rest, and I gave it a lot of thought how to respond to it. Now, I mean, much to my surprise, Council Member Gregonis at the last council meeting says, let's just put this thing to rest and go on to bigger and better things. I was surprised, Bob, that you said that, but I was pleased that you did. And I thought that was good, Jeremy. You'd seen the letter, the whole council had seen the letter, and then all of a sudden, 3 days later, I get this email from Mr. Lund, and he's stirring the whole thing all up again.
You accused Jeremy of tampering with evidence. He has to do his due diligence. He said it.
It's pretty clear in there that I am not accusing Jeremy of doing that.
Boy, it sure reads
right
that
there.
The further explanation on my website explains that.
I guess I personally read that differently.
You know,
we want to hear it, so we're going to be on the recording for the minute, so you've got to say it. Don't direct people to your website.
www.hamburgminnesota.com.
But I guess the other question and concern I have is, if Mr. Lund sent you an email asking a question, you know, and basically it was, Mr. Lund stated, I read your rebuttal that you handed out at the meeting on Tuesday. The allegations that you have levied against Jeremy are severe, and I trust that you have proof of it. To not have proof of it is callous and dishonest to assert that Jeremy would tamper with the hard drive. As I stated twice during the meeting, that when we met with the FBI to retrieve the hard drive, the detective mentioned that they never took a look at it. So the way I read, you know, where I read bullet point 16, which we've already read, and I read that, I think Chris, over the time of this 18 months, has asked numerous questions and never got an answer. What I would like to know is why those questions are never answered at a council meeting, place of business, why they're addressed at your website, but yet on your website, even there they're not answered, and it goes into a rambling rant about other things. That's a concern to me. I mean, yes, we put it to bed. I understand Chris's concerns. He wasn't here. He didn't get to see the letter. I know you have issues with him being on the personnel committee, Steve, and myself being on the personnel committee. But it's Chris's job. His personal life is his personal life. Okay? I think Chris does a commendable job. He sits on the personnel committee, and that's his job, being the head, kind of taking the head lead on the personnel committee to make sure that the city is doing their job to protect employees and the city. So I think that's all Chris is doing. And for you to go on your web page and just rant about Chris, about his personal life and things going on and tying things to other things without putting stuff out there, it isn't good actions as a council member. And to get back to your main point, two people or two sides need to put it to bed here. I'm sick of it. It is so childish. This is worse than raising my kids. That's how childish this is. It's just childish. It's a colossal waste of taxpayers' money. It needs to end on both sides. That's all I'm going to say. I got nothing else to say. I'm tired of it.
And the thing is, too, is as city council members, regardless if we're on the personnel committee or not, if we hear allegations that are levied at a city employee, not only do it for the sake of the taxpayers, but also for the sake of the city. Because if we don't do our due diligence, and this lays out there, and we don't do our follow-up and make sure that this is not a true situation that we need to do more digging on, then we open the city up to liability. On the flip side, if these are, you know, baseless accusations against city employees, we need to do our due diligence as well, or we may be facing a lawsuit against a city employee. Either way, it's going to potentially, if we let the lawsuit come forward and don't do our due diligence, it's going to cost the city a lot more money than we've spent already. Now, I don't do these things because I find it fun to have these conversations at our council meetings, or I find out ways I need to sit and attack other council members. I do it because it's for the protection of the city. You, in this 4.16, which I did not get to read at the meeting because you did not give us the dignity to allow us to see it beforehand. You surprised it upon us, and you didn't provide me with a copy, knowing that I was going to be remote. You knew I was going to be remote before the meeting even started. And had we had citizens of Hamburg in Florida, where the meeting was held in a public location, wanting to be there, you not providing this kind of runs contrary to some of those open meeting laws that you try to hide behind as well. So, again, there's a lot of things going on here, but the main point of this is that you make an accusation that Jeremy had some type of potential tampering to why we could not read the hard drive. I have stated before that the FBI never looked at your hard drive. Steve Vitale has said that he has never opened up a case, never did nothing with it, that it was stayed in the envelope to the time that you and I got it. Nothing was done. They never looked at it to see if what was on it or anything of that matter. Now, you on your website say, you make this statement, you say, make it very clear, at no time did I ever state or accuse the Hamburg City Clerk Treasurer of having deleted, modified, or erased any data that I personally transferred to the hard drive, which he took possession of March 1st.
Bingo, and that says it all.
So, perhaps the data contained, 16, any deletion, modification, erasure of data contained on my computer hard drive that may have taken place has actually taken place while my hard drive was in Grunhagen's custody. As a designee custody, and therefore that's Grunhagen's responsibility, not mine.
Semantics, Chris, you're trying
it's
to
not semantics.
I ain't buying it. I'm not going to do it. I can't help it.
You start this.
You started it. This is a
you can't buy that. I just said in there that never did I ever accuse him of doing that.
You just
it's
did.
Right there.
I,
can you not it. Read?
You know.
You wrote it.
You know, it is so difficult working with you at a council meeting.
I never wanted you to do that.
And I do see that.
Okay.
But my question is, why then would you put things out, because I feel you're constantly playing this cops and robbers.
No.
Where you create a robber so you can play cop.
No.
That's how I see it, because of your word. Then you should have a better choice of words.
All right, and that's fine. I'll go along with that. You know, have you ever said something and said, geez, I wish I used some different language? Yeah, but I clarified that very clear on my webpage. I never accused you of that.
You did, though.
Well,
you did.
It's in writing. It says right there that you're accusing him right there.
You can interpret
it. Actually.
Actually.
The words are here.
Actually.
Interpretation. That's what it says.
It's a bad play on words.
Black and white.
Here's where you make the accusation, and I hate to go back to Grammar 101, but it is, may have taken place, comma, has actually, that comma and has actually, you now are stating a fact that has taken place.
I'm sorry. You're misinterpreting.
No, I'm not.
No,
it's
your punctuation, not mine.
It's plain English grammar.
Yeah.
And the other thing I want to go on the record is, if you dropped off your utility bill on March 29th, February 29th. I'll be honest, we never came across that check. So I just want to make that clear too. In no way do I want to get accused of, I don't know, tampering or whatever. If you feel that and it cleared the bank, I will correct everything like I do with anyone else. I mean, if you can prove to me that it went through the bank or whatever it may be, but I wouldn't do these type things. Why would I put my career on the line when I have a family and three kids to take care of? I mean, I just don't understand the constant alleged observations that you call them, but the way we read them, they're accusations. And it's just, we're up to $50,000 in legal fees, and it is insane.
And this has been insane. For 18 months, always something. This is so hard working with you. It's just old. You've always got a problem with somebody. Get over it. Live your life a little bit once that you can maybe enjoy it and not have to take, I shouldn't say accusations, conversation up here about your stuff, what you put on. Get a little bit human. You attack. You have attacked for years past. You know, get over it. Gosh, enjoy something rather than just keep badgering people.
Well, and also to that point, is you want to lay the emphasis that you're putting no onus on Jeremy as why it's not here. Yet nowhere in your other 15 points do you even vaguely assert to the fact that maybe the FBI jacked it up, or maybe the mail system jacked it up. You definitively say here that he jacked it up.
So why am I an easy target, I guess?
Yeah, why didn't you pick on the other ones?
But the other thing I want to make clear, so the public can hear this also, is that you have stated and made it clear, and you make it clear on your website also, that the hard drive you copied it from failed.
And that's also listed on my website.
I said that. But I just want to make that clear so there is that possibility.
As Jeremy, let me ask you. I assume you did, but I'm asking anyway. Could you read that whole webpage?
The hard drive webpage, yes.
Yeah. All right. And Chris brings up a very good point, and I acknowledge that point. That what he said, he talked to some IT guys and said that, you know, if whatever killed my hard drive got transferred over to the hard drive that I copied the data to, that's a very valid point. I never even thought about it. And so I'm acknowledging that could happen.
Okay.
But in the meantime, Lund is trying to make me look like the bad guy that I'm out to hang you for erasing that hard drive, which is not what it is at all.
No, that's not what Mike.
You can interpret it any way you want. I know what
Let him talk. Let him finish.
I'm stating a fact.
Quiet now. It's his turn.
My argument, or not my email that I sent to you on April 15th after I read your rebuttal that you presented on April 12th, which I didn't get an advance copy of, nor did I get a copy that evening of, I asked you just simple questions at that point in time. So my question is, why not just respond back to me? We would not be sitting here had you just said, hey, Chris, no, I did not, I'm not accusing Jeremy of tampering with it. I see the point that you made in the meeting that there could have been another area of time frame that it could have gone ahead and been rendered unreadable. We wouldn't be sitting here today. But unfortunately, instead of emailing me back, because if we go back a few months when this whole thing all kind of cascaded down, the original letter that was sent to you in regards to the potential liability defense that the city would have in case you get sued because of something on your website, you stated that you would like for us to have come to you and talked to you beforehand.
Why didn't you call me on the phone?
I sent you an email asking you exactly doing what you asked me to tell you to do. You said, well, why don't you just come and talk to me? So I sent you an email. I was down in Florida. I wasn't going to take time out of my day.
I didn't get your email until Friday.
Huh?
I didn't get your email until Friday.
I didn't get the deal until Wednesday or Thursday.
Well, you got an issue. Why don't you call me on the phone?
I sent you an email with the questions I had in some of my concerns.
I didn't get that email until Friday.
Which
that's
then
not
you
my issue.
Still had 3 weeks to respond till the next meeting.
Why didn't you respond sometime over the weekend? Or why didn't you respond the next week? Or why didn't you respond a few weeks? Why do you respond on your website? You ask us for the professional courtesy to have the conversation, not in the public forum, but yet you will not give us back that same professional courtesy. Why is that?
Because that's the way I am.
Oh my.
Well, I'm glad you finally admitted it, because now all those potential people who I don't know who they are that may potentially be backing your re-election bid now know the truth of who you really are. I'm glad you admitted it.
Re-election bid going.
Well, for your sake, I guess I wouldn't waste my time or money either.
I wouldn't run for mayor either if I were you. That's enough.
There's another allegation.
His opinion, whatever he wants. That's besides the point. At the end of the day, you're on the record as saying that you have no belief that Jeremy tampered with the hard drive.
I have no belief. I have no proof, and I only think he's capable of doing that.
Okay. Good.
Amen.
Then we put
good
this,
night.
This baseless allegation on point 16 to that. With that, I move to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and second to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.